Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is always a delight to talk to a Chicago guy made good and Sam Panionovich living the dream out in Lost Wages, Nevada, where many a man will go to live a dream or a nightmare, let's be honest. Sam, good morning. How
morning,
are you?
Sam.
Gentlemen, I'm doing good. You know it's baseball season when Sports Talk Live is there, right? Isn't that when it really starts, baseball?
You got it, Sam.
I hope not.
That's right.
But here's the deal. I love that everybody's running around with Pecota and waving it at the Cubs, and what are you going to do about this? What do you think about the algorithm? But I think it's more interesting to see how people wager on it than what the algorithm says. So, again, just to remind everyone, Vegas sets lines and totals based on the idea of balancing the wager. So they want to, you know, there's going to be public money on the Cubs because they're a very popular team and there's a lot of fans out there that want to have a ticket on their team. But it's always an interesting thing to remember when you start looking at win totals. What does Vegas think of the Cubs and where are they at right now?
Well, they actually opened them a little bit lower than people would have thought. They opened them about 89 wins, and I talked to the guys at Caesars, and they said, look, we need the Cubs to go under. This is one of those things every single season. They always need the New York Giants in football to go under. They always need the Pittsburgh Steelers to go under. They always need the Dodgers to go under, and they always need the Cubs to go under. Those are like the four most popular teams as far as win totals, people coming in and betting the over. So they opened it up. Caesars opened the Cub win total 89, but it's been fed up to 92.5. And I just feel like that's pretty high for a division that should be. When you look at the division across the board, the Cardinals are better. The Reds are better. I think the Pirates are even a little bit better. And the Brewers won 96 games last year. So I don't think it's so much that the Cubs aren't as good as people believe. I just think that division is tougher. And I don't know if the Cubs got any better in the offseason. So it has been fed up, though, like most Cub totals are. Opened at 89, and now it's 92.5.
Sam, the White Sox, they opened at 74.5, and now that's up to 77. Is that a reflection of some optimism around Manny Machado, or what explains that?
I think that's part of it, David. I think that's sort of the guess here. I mean, by all accounts, we're looking at a situation where if Bryce Harper signs with the Phillies, Vegas thinks that the Sox will get Manny Machado. Now, Vegas also believes if Harper goes somewhere else, then the Phillies are going to ramp up for Manny and pay Manny. But I think when you look at where the Sox total was last year, I think this is the big elixir here. Sox win total last year opened at 66.5. To open the total this year at 74 and have it already be bet up to 77, that's pretty telling that this team just got a lot better. I think you've got more veterans in the mix. I think these younger pitchers, David, are going to be a lot better, namely Lucas Giolito. He should be a lot better than he was last year. I just think there's more optimism around the club. And when you add some veterans in the mix, plus the possibility of maybe bringing in Machado to Chicago, that's why you have a much higher total. But to open it last year 66.5 and to have it this year at 77, it's a pretty nice bump up, I would say.
What any idea what it would jump if they did get Machado? Just curious.
Yeah, I think Manny Machado is worth probably about 4 or 5 wins.
Wow.
So if you open, well, just from where you open it up to where it could go. So if it opens 74.5, you could see it go to maybe 79.5. I wouldn't be stunned at all. And not to mention, only you're going to have people sort of ride that carpet as well. Once they sign Machado, people are going to go, oh, my God, over. And they're just going to walk up to the window and bet over. So, yeah, I'd say probably about 79.5. That's not too far off.
Who's making the biggest jump in Vegas? What teams are they getting excited about?
Oh, the Phillies for sure. The Phillies opened up 83. That was their win total, Philadelphia. Now, they get Real Muto, and there's been this hype all season, off season, about either Harper or Machado. Some crazy Philadelphians think they might get both, but that's been the biggest mover, Phillies, from 83 to 88. That's five wins up. You got the Brewers from 83.5 to 88. Then the Rockies from 82 to 86. The biggest downward spiral, Seattle Mariners, opened 74.5 down to 69.5. So nobody buying Seattle. And then the Blue Jays from 76.5 to 72.5.
Yankees at 98, the highest total. Orioles at 58, the lowest total. That's a low number for the Orioles.
How do you not go over, man? I mean, good Lord. I mean, last year they lost 115 games. And I think that's sort of baked into the line here. Like, nobody's walking up. No public bettor that's going to bet 30 bucks. Nobody's betting the Orioles over. It's hard to lose 100 games, though, guys, especially in back-to-back years. And I have been told that Caesars has taken a couple limit bets so far on the Orioles over. So, look, that's not a lot of wins, but 58. I mean, you got to win at least 60, you would think, right?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, at least.
Wow. I mean, I got to tell you, it's funny to look at the win totals and the highest win totals and all that stuff, because the Cubs are 5-1 to win the National League. Does that mean that – where does that put them among other teams, and does that just mean the public supports them?
Well, no. I mean, it's a combination of that, but, I mean, your highest National League team is the Dodgers. Dodgers right now to win the National League are about plus 250. About 3-1, and then you've got really the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs are right there, but you're right. I mean, for years, the Cubs have been such a popular team in the future market. We're talking people walk in, when they drop $100, they're betting the Red Sox to win the AL, the Red Sox to win the World Series, same with the Yankees. Now the Astros are super popular, but by all accounts, when you look at the National League teams here in Vegas to win the pennant and then to win the World Series, you're looking at the Dodgers at 1A and the Cubs at 1B, because you look at that roster, guys, they're loaded with talent. It's just, can they do it? Can they put it together? And can they get in? You're starting to see some action, though, on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are getting a lot of money, not only to win the pennant, but to win the World Series. But as far as Vegas goes, you've got the Dodgers in the NL. They're one, and the Cubs are right behind them at number two.
Sam, so you put together a list of the White Sox odds for the White Sox manager in 2020. I know that 2019 hasn't even started yet, but you're looking ahead, and it's quite an entertaining list of hypothetical potential managers for next season.
Got a lot of run on Twitter, too, and you love to see stuff like that. And obviously, you know, poor Ricky. You know, he's the manager, and he's under contract, and I think many believe he's going to either go up or down with the ship, and that's fine. So you make Ricky the small favorite, about plus 125, and then David, a guy you and I really think has a shot to be the next manager. You got Vizquel about plus 350, so 100 would make it 350. Joe Girardi, 4-1. How about Joe McEwing at 5-1? The real sleeper, though, is this young kid, Justin Turchell. He's about 550. Then you got Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf favorite, maybe Aaron Rowan at 6-1. Krasinski, 8-1. I sent some doubt there on Rowan and Krasinski. Chris Getz, 10. Jim Tomey, 12. And then we get to the long shots. Francona, 15. Ozzy, 20. And then Joe Madden, I put him at 30-1. I don't think the Sox are going to bring Joe Madden. I think he's going to go somewhere else. Or he might retire if the Cubs part ways with him. I just don't see Joe Madden on the South Side. Do you guys really see that? Is that a possibility?
I love, though, your last one here. That is magical.
Yeah, you got Hawk Harrelson at 100-1. I could have made him 1,000,000,000-1.
Mercy.
Of all the tweets that I got, Joe Madden was the most popular question, and then the second one was, well, what about Hawk? Like, if they hire Hawk, they're in trouble, guys.
Well, people are asking about Joe Madden just because he's replaced Renteria before, and he's going to be a free agent, and he likes Chicago. And he's going to have a restaurant here, so maybe he wants to stay in town.
Well, he better focus on that lineup. Maybe he should keep that lineup the same on a day-to-day basis. I'm not cooking with that. I don't think he's going to be a South Side manager. I think it's either the Cubs or bust for him. He might hang him up, guys. Hey, we got it right with Quenville. I didn't think Quenville will be around that much longer start of the season. I just don't see Madden in black and white.
Yeah, I love this conversation, to be honest with you. I think Vizquel would be, I like Ricky sticking around with his job, and let's see what happens. But I think Vizquel is being groomed, and I think he's shown an interest, and he's doing it. He's going through the process to get there, and I think that seems like a really
the
White
problem
Sox
is
move.
Is that he's might be to the point where other organizations are interested in hiring
him,
maybe as you give Rick Renteria the chance that he deserves, somebody else is going to go and swoop in and pounce on Vizquel.
Yeah, you definitely look at where he's been, too. I mean, he's been with a lot of these young kids. He started in low A, I believe, and now he's sort of moving up the ranks. I think there's a lot of optimism on Vizquel. The players love him. People gush over him as far as, you know, a day-to-day guy who can come in there and keep things loose. But you're right, David. I mean, there is this sense that if somebody doesn't promote him soon in that organization, you know, he won't be around for long. That's going to be a very hot topic. I know the catchers sort of had a wave. You know, a lot of managers have been catchers as of late. But Vizquel is a very hot name. I think Vizquel is great. But if they don't elevate him soon enough, he's going to be gone. Somebody will pluck him for sure.
So what are you doing for action this weekend, Sam?
Looking at Michigan. I think Michigan is going to be in a very good spot here. They're playing Maryland. That's tomorrow. Now, you don't have a line yet. You don't have these until about the afternoon. But I think you're going to have a line about 6 or 6.5. And I think Michigan is going to hit enough shots against Maryland to sort of get them out of their comfort zone, kind of crack that shell. I think Michigan's going to win by 10 or more. So I'd lay the points with the Wolverines at home.
All right, Sam, thank you, pal. Great catching up with
you.
Good
stuff, Sam. Have a good weekend.
All right, gentlemen. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.